Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and I'm going to talk to you today about a hobby of mine that I had brought up on the BCT mailing list this last weekend, and it sparked some interest, so I thought I would do a podcast on it. My hobby is scented burnless candles. Now, I can hear a few of you right now saying, "Well, what in the world is a burnless candle?" Okay, what a burnless candle is it can be just a regular candle in a jar. These are jar candles. If you've ever seen one before or not, but a jar candle is just a candle inside of a glass jar, usually with a lid. What you do is you take the lid off and you light your candle and you burn it. And it's inside of a jar, so it's self-contained. It doesn't, it's not like the a lot of candles you see, the candles that just either stand in a holder or a big pillar-like candle that just sets on a table. These are all in jars. Now, why it is burnless is what you do to get the scent, you know, out of a candle you burn is you light it, it melts the wax, burns the wax, and releases the scent that's bound into the wax. You can also have scentless candles that, you know, you just burn for decoration or lighting, but, you know, most candles generally have some kind of scent to them. And that's the candles I'm talking about, you know, like a vanilla candle or a cherry candle. Or, you know, there's just oodles and oodles of them. You can get just about any kind of scent you can imagine. Coffee, fresh linen, roses, grape, cherry, strawberry, I mean, you name it. There's potentially hundreds. But like I said, what happens when you burn the candle is you melt the wax, you burn the wax, and it pools, and that melted wax releases a scent. What a burnless candle does is you take this jar, and what I use are the 22 ounce jars. That's a standard. I have a ceramic candle warmer. This is an electric device that kind of resembles a crock pot that you would, you know, cook in. But this isn't a crock pot. You don't cook in it. It is solely to put these jar candles into. It's electric, it's a heating element. It stands about, oh, I don't know, I'm not very good without it measuring. Probably, it's less than a foot. The jar sits down inside it, and the top of the jar, the neck of the jar, sticks just out the top of it by a couple inches so you can grasp the jar and pull it back out, but it just sits down in it. And the bottom of the unit has a heating element in it that heats the entire warmer up and heats the glass jar candle inside of it up to a melting point. This unit melts a candle wax to about 160 degrees Fahrenheit. It takes about 4 hours to melt the entire amount of wax in the 22 ounce jar. So what this does is once the candle melts, it releases the scent of the candle, and it releases it even more so than burning a candle, because burning a candle typically just creates a small pool or puddle of wax in the top of the candle, and that's where you smell the scent mostly from is from that melted wax and oil. But when you use the candle warmer, it melts the whole entire candle to liquid. And thus, you get much more scent release. I sometimes use just regular candles in jars that have a wick and everything for this purpose. You know, I melt them and you get your scent out of them. You get a lot of scent on a really good melt. I can typically fill, probably an 800 square foot area with this scent. I mean, some of the scents you can just smell through the whole entire house. Now, what I do for a hobby is sometimes I do just take these normal jar candles with the wicks and just melt them and use them for that purpose. That's fine. You can do that. You never have to make a single candle of your own for this purpose. You can go out to, say, Walmart or wherever, your local hobby store. You can buy these jar candles. They're anywhere from about, I pick them up a lot of times at the local hobby places for $4 or $5, you know, once they've been there for a while. To, you can go to places online like yankeecandle.com, which is one of the very high-end, very, very high-end candles that are supposed to have, you know, superior scent. And a 22-ounce candle jar will cost you about $20 there. So you can do the whole range from about, you can pick up candles on clearance for a couple bucks all the way up to $20, $22, depending on what you want. And these can just be the standard candles with the wicks. It doesn't matter. You're just melting it. You're not burning it. And they will do the job just as good as what I'm about to describe to you. But what I like to do, just for fun, it's my hobby. I've picked it up over the last year or so. My girlfriend bought me a candle warmer and showed me how to use it, and I really, really liked it. And I've been doing it ever since. What I do is I purchase regular paraffin candle wax, unscented, in bulk, you know, a couple pounds, 2-3 pounds, and I chop it up so I can put it in a empty candle jar, which you can buy at a local hobby places like Michael's and whatever else you may have in your area. You can buy the 22-ounce candle jars empty for $3 to $4. And these can be reused over and over and over. Once you're tired of the wax that's in it, you just melt it, dump it, start over. Wax is pretty cheap, $1 or $2 a pound, depending on what kind of wax you want to use. You can use just simple regular paraffin wax if you want, or you can get higher quality, what they call cream waxes and other kinds of waxes for candles. And you can use that, and they cost a bit more money, but some of them are easier to work with, easier to cut. The cream wax, you can almost scoop out. It's semi-soft. Now, with the paraffin wax, you're actually going to have to take a knife, and you're actually going to have to cut it up. It's very hard to cut. And you can also do what I've done. I sometimes buy online what is called sand wax. And it's bags of wax in little tiny granules. And I can just pour that into a candle jar and melt it. And also, you could go to somewhere like Walmart and simply buy an unscented candle and chop that up and melt it in the jar. So there's a lot of different ways you can do this. But it's just, essentially, it's this regular candle paraffin wax. You don't have to have anything fancy. So, you melt your wax into the jar. I typically put it somewhere between halfways and three-fourths of the ways up the jar when it's melted the amount of wax into it. And what you do once you have your wax completely melted in the warmer is you put the oil or fragrance scent into the wax after you've poured the oil into the melted wax. Then you stir it up with a spoon, a metal spoon, plastic spoon, stirring stick, wood stick, whatever. Stir it up real good, and that mixes the oil around. And you can do this also after you've added the oil in, just to stir everything up and kind of get your scent to release a little more. It's not a bad idea, but you stir this up occasionally just to give everything a good mix. And this can be purchased at hobby shops, local hobby shops. I purchase mine online at a wholesale bulk place, and I like to purchase it online because I get a lot more oil for the price than I do at any of my local hobby shops. But you can buy it locally at your hobby shop. It can cost anywhere from, I've seen it for a half an ounce of oil for $4, which is not a good deal at all, but there's a lot of places that sell it for about that amount. I found another local hobby shop selling 2 ounces for $2 to $3, which is actually a pretty good deal. That's not bad. I purchase it online at a wholesale place, and I can typically get 8 ounces of oil for $4 to $6. And sometimes I can get 16 ounces of oil for $6 or $7. So it by far is the most economical. The place I deal with online, I really like their oils. Does have a $25 minimum, but I've shared oils with a few people from there, and they really, really like them. They said they're really, really super strong, high quality scents, and I kind of stick with them even with the $25 minimum. So what you do is typically in these you pour 1 ounce of oil per pound of wax. And what I've learned from just trial and error is in this type of the way we're doing these as a melt and not strictly a burnable candle is you can get away with a lot more than you ever could with a candle. Now, when you make an actual burnable candle, there are a lot of guidelines you have to follow. You have to have wax, of course. You have to have your oil. You typically can only put a certain percentage of oil to wax in the burnable candle due to issues of the oil leaching out or bleeding from the candle. The way the candle burns, if there's too much oil in it, the burn can, get out of control. You have to have additives in the wax to bind the oil properly to the wax. I found out through trial and error on these melts, you don't really need any of this. All you need is the jar, the warmer, wax, and oil. No additives, no real concerns. I start with about 1 ounce per pound, but I've also poured more than that in if you want extra scent, and I really haven't had any problem. You don't have to worry about oil bleaching out or leaching out of the candle. because it's in a jar. It's not being burned, so you don't have to worry about too much oil, and your fire getting out of control. The worst thing that's going to happen is once you take the jar out of the warmer and the wax resolidifies, if you have too much oil to wax ratio, the oil may pool somewhat at the top of the solidified wax. You may have a solid thing of wax in there, and you may have a puddle of oil on top of that. That's the worst that's going to happen. Myself, I really don't care. That doesn't bother me. I'm just basically concerned about the scent that is released. I'm not real concerned about the look, since I'm totally blind. It isn't a concern to me. And while the candle is being melted, in the warmer, while it's in the warmer, being melted and releasing the scent, you don't see the candle at all because it's completely down in the candle warmer. The only way you would see it is if you look directly down into the open jar. So I don't add colors or anything like that. You can also buy at your local hobby shops and online colors that you also would add to the melted wax that would give the normally the if you don't add any color, it's either going to be a clear or a semi-opaque color to it. Now to get, your reds, blues, whatever, you add these color, it's either liquid or solid color to the mixture. And then when it turns solid, then you have the color just like you would in a regular candle. But I don't bother with that either. I don't that doesn't concern me. A couple people on the mailing list said, they'd like to give them as gifts. So yeah, if you're going to give it as gifts to somebody, I would definitely recommend that you could put some color in it. You'd want to make sure you adhere to what the guidelines are for the particular wax as far as how much color to add to it, and you probably would want to follow the guidelines for adding oil to the wax, and you would want to stick to about a 3 to 6% ratio, which is roughly 1 ounce of wax, or I'm sorry, 1 ounce of oil to 1 pound of wax. Now, if you do that, you typically will not get any oil puddling at the top of the candle when it resolidifies. And that's just for look. If you're going to give it to somebody, you might want to do those things. But like I said, as for myself, I just use the oil and the wax, and I melt it. Well, you typically will get, several days of scent out of 1 ounce or so of oil in your mixture. I sometimes will put a couple ounces and I can get real strong scent for, 5, 6, 7 days. But if you just add about 1 ounce of oil, which is what they recommend, and if you have the unit on 24/7 like I do, you'll get good smell out of it for 2, 3, 4 days, depending on the quality of the oil and the type of scent. Some scents smell more than others. I've done a lot of different scents. I've done so far I've done vanilla, hazelnut, cherry, strawberry, orange, lemon, cinnamon, grape, raspberry, banana nut bread. I think I've done a couple apple varieties. But as I said, there are just countless types of scents online, and I'm going to switch over here to the internet and take you to a site.
Alt tab, candle making scents and fragrances from C dot dot dot. Candle making scents and fragrances from candle with dash Microsoft Internet Explorer. Value app.
Site that I buy from, and I kind of recommend them because I, so far I've had good luck with them. The place is called candlewick.com, and that is www.candlewick, and that's candlewick.com. As I said, they're a wholesale place. They mainly sell to places that make large quantities of candles, you know, like shops and stuff, and not to the individual. But if you pay your $25 minimum, you can buy whatever you want. I wouldn't recommend buying wax from here. The wax prices are good, but they sell in bulk, and you generally, most of them are like 50-pound boxes of wax, and you don't want to mess around with 50 pounds of wax, let alone the cost of shipping it. Let me scroll up here a little bit on this page.
Black land, black mold, left left field, black 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 land. Browse products, right bracket. More info, vert left bracket land. Give your candles a live concept.
Standard liquid candle scent.
Blend. Graphic standard liquid candle scents. Blend.
Let this read a little bit.
Graphic standard liquid candle scents.
Standard liquid candle scents.
Concentrated liquid, formulated specifically for candles. This is our most popular left parent as well as our largest right parent line of candle scents. These fragrances will give your candles a lively aroma with just the right impact. Left bracket.
More info.
Vertical bar.
Browse products.
Right bracket. Graphic ultimate liquid candle scents.
Ultimate liquid candle scents.
These candle scents contain ingredients and boosters that allow candles to perform at a maximum level with minimum input. These scents will boost your emission of fragrance in both a cold and a burning candle. Left bracket.
More info.
Vertical bar.
Browse products.
Right bracket. Graphic value added liquid candle scents.
Value added liquid candle scents.
Candlewick's value added liquid scents are high quality, economically priced candle fragrances. Value added liquid scents are priced to sell, all falling under $11.00 per pound. Left bracket.
More.
Pound period.
Okay. This particular place has three different types of oil that you can buy from them or scents. They have the regular oils, which are things like chocolate, orange, lemon, cherry, just your basics. And then they have what are called the ultra scents, which are really nice. And they have a lot wider selection of those. I think there's 60 or 70 at least of them. They tend to throw out more scent, a stronger scent. They don't need quite as much heat to release the scent. And they also have these value-added oils. Now, I've not tried the value-added oils, but I do regularly buy their regular oils and their ultra scents. I'm going to take you into the ultra scents here and show you a few of the oils they do offer.
Candle value, blend.
Browse products,
more info,
vertical bar. Browse products.
Enter. 3%. Scents and fragrances greater ultimate.
Scents and fragrances greater.
100%. Page has one heading and 245 links.
Scents and fragrances greater ultimate.
Search catalog, edit, go button. Graphic good for paraffins and natural waxes, go exclaim. Blank. Table with 6 columns and 289 rows. Blank. Compatibility. Info. Blank.
Amber Romance Victoria's Secret type.
Graphic good for paraffins and natural waxes.
Now I'm just going to go through the names here a little bit. I'm not going to go into the descriptions because they don't always have very good descriptions. And I'll comment on a few of these.
Tab.
Apple and clover.
Because mostly the name will speak for itself.
Tab.
Our cutie sea berry.
Tab.
Baby fragrance.
Tab.
Bamboo musk.
Tab.
Bananas and creme.
Tab.
Bay laurel.
Tab.
Berries and herbs.
Tab.
Black raspberry vanilla BBW type.
Tab.
Blackberry brulee.
Tab.
Blackberry sage.
Tab.
Blackberry sage tea.
Tab.
Briar rose.
Tab.
Brightest manthus.
Tab.
Butter cookies.
Tab.
Butterscotch pudding.
Butter cookies is a very, very strong scent. I have it And I've only used it once, and it more or less ran me out of the house when I melted it. It is just a super, super strong smell.
Tab.
Kalalili.
Tab.
Cappuccino ice cream.
That's one I want to try, the cappuccino ice cream. That sounds good.
Tab.
Cherry Blossom BBW type.
Tab.
Chocolate Dream.
Chocolate Dream is pretty good. I've had that. It smells like chocolate. And sometimes I'll mix it with vanilla or maybe hazelnut to get, you know, just a really distinct smell. And that's another thing you can do with these oils. You can mix smells to make your own unique, different scents. Like you can mix, I've mixed vanilla and strawberry to get like a strawberry cream.
Tab.
Christmas cheer.
Tab.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon is real nice. I like cinnamon. That's a nice strong scent.
Tab.
Cinnamon stick.
Tab.
Citrus and teak wood.
Tab.
Citrus breezes.
Tab.
Citrus flower.
Tab.
Citrus lime.
Tab.
Clean cotton.
Tab.
Clementine and daisy.
Tab.
Cobblestone path.
All kinds of different scents. Some of these don't make a whole lot of sense by name, but like cobblestone path is just a bunch of different musk scents and different outdoorsy scents mixed together to create a kind of a scent.
Tab.
Coconut lime.
Tab.
Coconut lime verbena BBW type.
Tab.
Coconut milk.
Tab.
Cool water.
And they have fragrances like cool water is actually the same fragrance as what you would buy in the store. It's a cologne for men. It's a real nice smell. I like that.
Tab.
Cotton blossom.
Tab.
Country clothesline.
Tab.
Cranberry chutney type.
Tab.
Cucumber and cantaloupe.
Tab.
Cucumber and lily.
Tab.
Cucumber melon.
Tab.
English ivy.
Tab.
Eucalyptus.
Tab.
Fall woods.
Tab.
Field grass.
Just about anything. I've even seen, from Yankee Candle, there's a candle that's called Fresh Cut Grass that's supposed to smell like your yard after it's been mowed.
Tab.
Fake Henry Bentel BBW type.
Tab.
Freesia.
Tab.
Fresh Breeze.
Tab.
Fresh Cut Roses Yankee type.
Tab.
Fresh Linen.
Tab.
Fresh Strawberry.
Fresh Strawberry is good, I like that.
Tab.
Fuzzy Navel.
Tab.
Gardenia Blossom.
Tab.
Gardenia Lily.
Tab.
Ginger and Amber.
Tab.
Ginger Peach.
Tab.
Grapefruit.
Tab.
Grapefruit Jasmine.
Tab.
Green Leaves.
Tab.
Green Tea.
Tab.
Guava.
Tab.
Hazelnut Truffles.
Hazelnut Truffle is pretty good. I've tried that before.
Tab.
Holly and Ivy.
Tab.
Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home's supposed to be real nice. I forget exactly what it is. It's just supposed to be a homey scent.
Tab.
Hot Butter Drum.
Tab.
Iris and Fern.
Tab.
Island Dreams.
Tab.
Jack Frost.
Tab.
Juniper Breeze.
Tab.
Lavender and Freesia.
Tab.
Lavender Orchards.
Tab.
Lavender Silk.
Tab.
Lavender Splash.
Tab.
Lavender Vanilla.
Tab.
Lavender Vanilla BBW type.
Lots of lavender.
Tab.
Lemongrass Sage.
Tab.
Lime Blossom.
Tab.
Love Spell Victoria Secret type.
Tab.
Litchi Flower.
Tab.
Mango Dash Papaya.
Tab.
Meadow Mist.
Tab.
Midsummer Heather.
Tab.
Moonlight Path.
Tab.
Mulberry.
Tab.
Mulberry Spice.
Tab.
Nutty Explosion.
Tab.
Oatmeal Milk and Honey.
Tab.
Orange Ginger.
Tab.
Passionate Kisses.
Tab.
Pear and Petunia.
Tab.
Peonies in Springtime.
Tab.
Peppermint and Cypress.
Tab.
Pink Victoria Secret Type.
Peppermint I've bought from the regular scents. It is extremely strong, and if you like peppermint, it will just knock you out.
Tab.
Pomegranate Henry Bentel BBW type.
Tab.
Rainforest Blossom.
Tab.
Rattlesnake Grass.
Tab.
Red Apple Peel.
Tab.
Red Hot Cinnamon.
And I've used Red Hot Cinnamon. Red Hot Cinnamon is very, very strong cinnamon, and it's really good. I'm going to take you into one of these to show you a little bit of pricing.
Enter 13%, 98%. Page has two headings and 76 links. Table with two columns and three rows.
Candle making supplies.
Grabbing the top.
Candle making supplies.
Grabbing the top.
Candle making supplies.
Blank candle. Greater. Blank.
Open.
Blank. Search catalog. Edit. Go. But blank. 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 blank, red hot cinnamon. Red hot cinnamon, hot, hot, hot. It has the fragrance of red hot cinnamon candies. Cinnamon lovers rejoice. Not gel compatible. Left bracket, US-110, right bracket, left bracket.
Back.
Right bracket. Nested table with four columns and three rows. Nesting level 2. Radio button checked. 4 Oz, US-110-4 Oz, $4.33 radio button not checked. 2.
You can buy these, typically, most of these oils in either 1 ounce, 4 ounce, 8 ounce, 16 ounce, or even higher.
Radio button checked 1 of 3. 4 Oz. US-110-4 Oz, $4.33.
And this particular one is $4.33 for 4 ounces, which is a very good deal.
Radio button 8 Oz. US-100, $7.03.
And it gets even a little bit cheaper when you buy the 8 ounces.
Radio button 1 LP. US-110, $12.98. Table end.
And you...
die.
Nope, that's as high as that one goes, but I've seen others in bulk quantities of like 10 pounds or more.
Blank. Scents and fragrances greater ultimate.
Red hot cinnamon.
Visited. Tab.
Red lily of the valley.
Tab.
Sage and citrus Yankee type.
Tab.
Sand and sea spray.
Tab.
Sandalwood rose.
Tab.
Satin sheets.
Tab.
Scotch pine.
Tab.
Silver fir.
Tab.
Snow angels.
Tab.
Spa.
Tab.
Spearmint and basil.
Tab.
Spiced cider.
Tab.
Splash of rain.
Tab.
Stormwatch.
Tab.
Strawberries and champagne Victoria's Secret type.
Tab.
Strawberries and cream.
Tab.
Strawberry liqueur.
Tab.
Summer fruit and jasmine BBW top.
Tab.
Sun dash ripened raspberry BBW.
Tab.
Sweet apple crisp.
Tab.
Sweet cinnamon pumpkin.
Tab.
Sweet BBW.
Tab.
Sweet pear.
Tab.
Sweet pear sensations.
Tab.
Sweet petunias.
Tab.
Sweet sandalwood.
Tab.
Sweet temptations.
Tab.
Tangerine.
Tab.
Tangerine peach type.
Tab.
Teakwood.
Tab.
Tropical nectar.
Tab.
Vanilla.
And that's just a small sampling of some of the oils this particular place has. You can do a Google search as well for other places. You basically look for candle oils or candle scents. I've seen some places online offering 400 or more scents. And I mean, I've seen everything from Pepsi Cola to Coca-Cola to Dr. Pepper, to different kinds of candies, to just about all the cologne and perfume fragrances you could think of, flowers, fruits, musks, you name it. It's just anything you can imagine you can get. And that's why I like to buy them online. And like I said, I do recommend this place because I've bought probably over $100 worth of oil from them, and I've almost never come across anything I didn't like. But there are a lot of places. And as far as the ceramic, the heater, the jar warmer itself, that unit you can get at hobby shops locally or online. You could do a Google search for ceramic candle jar warmers. The candle jar warmer that holds the 22 ounce jars is what I recommend. I like that the best. It's the easiest jars to get, it seems like, because they're a standard size. The warmer will run you about $20 to $25 for it. I wouldn't recommend buying jars online. You can. There's a lot of places that sell them. You can get cheap prices, but, you know, shipping jars, that kind of gets, iffy. You know, it can easily get broke, and I don't know that I would recommend that. You can typically get 22-ounce candle jars with lids online. Or locally for $3 or so a piece. So that pretty much wraps up my podcast. I enjoy it a lot. I think if you like different kinds of smells and strong scents, you will really like this. If you like candles, you like burning candles, this is a nice safe way to get the same or even a better scent, I feel, without the risk of burning a candle. And I really like it. And I hope once you get into it, you will too. So, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this. And I hope it's been educational. Sorry. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.